reading about this in the newspapers today. So obviously the first thing we're going to do is look to meet with the Minister for Justice to go through his proposals, because unfortunately the history will show that announcement after announcement has been made in respect of the prisons. Hundreds of spaces have been promised previously and none of them have been delivered. So I suppose our first port of call will be the Minister to go through what this announcement is going to, the details of what's going to entail.
These discussions do have to take place, I'm sure, because... You know, it's all good, I suppose. You said they're reading it in a newspaper, but the actual fact of doing so is the main thing, really, isn't it?
It's a huge issue because, like, his own officials have told us, like, even when sanction is forthcoming, if sanction was there today and the money was there today, it takes 8 years to deliver the spaces. So the time frames is one of the obviously one of the priorities for us, because we need cell spaces yesterday, and we're hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people sleeping on floors. We need to know what's going to happen between now and any new cells being delivered.
And Gabriel, in the short term, what are the proposals?
Well, what we know is that, as I speak to you, the prison service are putting a further 60 bunk beds into Mountjoy. That'll take the bunk bed total up to 200. There's further bunk beds being installed across the country. The prisons are chronically overcrowded. There's no mention in the statement in respect of the reopening of the Curra or other initiatives that we put forward. So these will all have to be looked at, because the building plan, no matter what happens, is years down the line.